Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. A ranking Democratic congressman, Adam Smith, is the latest party figure calling for President Biden to step aside. The senior Democrat said Mr. Biden wasn't the best person to carry the party's message to November's presidential election. But as Sarah Smith reports, Mr. Biden insists he's still the best choice to take on Donald Trump.
As Democrats come back to Capitol Hill after a holiday break, it's expected more of them will call for Joe Biden to step aside. He sent a letter telling them he's not backing down, saying, "I am firmly committed to staying in this race, to running this race to the end, and to beating Donald Trump."
Those who are concerned.
And he called into a
answer.
Breakfast TV show to repeat the same message.
"And I've not lost. I haven't lost. I beat him last time. I'll beat him this time."
The White House spokeswoman faced a barrage of questions about why an expert on Parkinson's disease has visited the White House 8 times in the last year.
The United States has expressed concern over back-to-back visits to Moscow by Hungary's right-wing Prime Minister Viktor Orban and the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi. A State Department spokesman, Matthew Miller, urged both leaders to call on Moscow to respect Ukraine's territorial integrity.
Yes, so again, we did just see Modi, like Orban, meet with President Zelensky. We thought that was an important step to take. And we would urge India, as we do any country when it engages with Russia, to make clear that any resolution to the conflict in Ukraine needs to be one that respects the UN Charter, that respects Ukraine's territorial integrity, Ukraine's sovereignty. And India is a strategic partner with whom we engage in a full and frank dialogue, and that includes on our concerns about their relationship with Russia.
The UN Secretary General has condemned Russia's broad missile attack on Ukraine, which has killed more than 30 people, including some at a children's hospital in the capital. Antonio Guterres said he was particularly shocked by the assault on residential and civilian infrastructure. President Emmanuel Macron of France has asked his Prime Minister Gabriel Attal to stay in the role for now, despite an offer to resign following the lack of an outright majority from any political group in the second round of parliamentary elections. Mr. Macron's centrist alliance and the left-wing coalition, the New Popular Front, hope to agree on a prime ministerial candidate. But, as Katia Adler reports, a clear outcome remains in doubt.
Well, it leaves him with a big old question mark hanging over him. Has this gamble to hold a snap election paid off for him? And the answer is yes, but also very much no. Yes, he gave a clear choice to the people of France. Did they want to have a new government led by the hard right nationalists of Marine Le Pen? And like he hoped, most voters in France said, no, thank you. But this same election has left France in political paralysis. And a lot of people here blame their president for that.
World News from the BBC. Officials in Indian-administered Kashmir say suspected rebels have ambushed a military convoy, killing at least 5 soldiers. Their vehicles came under grenade and gun attack in the district of Kathua. Reinforcements have been rushed to the area. It's the 4th attack on security forces in the past 48 hours. Rwanda's government says it kept its side of an immigration deal with Britain to receive thousands of asylum seekers. The arrangement was axed last week by the newly elected British government. More with Gladys Kigo.
The Rwandan government says it has fully upheld its side of the agreement, adding that it remains committed to finding solutions to the global migration crisis. Sir Keir Starmer has promised what he called a more effective approach to tackling illegal migration to replace the Rwandan scheme, which has already cost UK taxpayers around £310 million. The government in Kigali has not made it clear whether it would return the money or not.
US aviation regulators have ordered urgent inspections of more than 2,500 Boeing 737s amid concerns that passenger oxygen masks could fail in emergencies. The aim is to ensure that passenger service unit oxygen generators are in the right position on certain Boeing airplanes. This is the latest trouble for the embattled plane maker. On Sunday, it agreed to plead guilty to a criminal fraud conspiracy charge to resolve a Justice Department investigation linked to 2 fatal crashes. A planet 64 light years away from Earth that's known for its deadly weather also stinks of rotten eggs. Data obtained by the James Webb Space Telescope suggests its atmosphere contains hydrogen sulfide. It offers scientists new clues about how sulfur, an important building block of planets, might influence their formation outside our solar system. Researchers aren't searching for life on this planet because it's a hot gas giant. BBC News.